This is NHL Radio.
Eddie, how are you?
Hey, Rob. Hey, EJ, how are you?
Doing well.
You're bringing the energy today.
He seemed really excited.
Are you awake?
I am awake, and I just can't believe this is the last show of the year. I can't believe it.
Don LaGreca, by the way, was here for the first hour, and he wanted to say hi, pass along his regards, and just to say that he misses you, and he wanted that publicly, a public record, and I want to do that right now.
Well, I accept it, and the feelings are mutual. But it's hard to believe it's officially over for 08-09. So, you know, a little heavy heart today. So that maybe that's why I'm a little tamed down right now.
There you go. Your take, first of all, I like what Chicago's done. You have a goaltending situation to potentially deal with. But ahead of that, Hossa for 12 years and a very fine veteran two-way forward in John Madden. Talk about the 12-year deal, first of all, your take.
Well, I think it was a way that that Dale Talon and the Blackhawks felt that they could get Marian Hossa into the mix and look at the big picture of down the road when you got Taves and Kane and Keith all up at the same time two seasons from now, and then you've already got UA and you got the Campbell contract for another 7 or 8 years. I think it was being very creative, and it's an unbelievable signing, really, to get a player like Marian Hossa. I think it's an upgrade, an all-around upgrade of Marty Havlat. And that's no disrespect to Marty Havlat, but when you talk about Hossa, everybody knows what he can do. You know, he didn't have the greatest playoff, but, you know, he has that ability, whether he's scoring or not, Rob, that he's a puck pressurer, he's a puck pursuer, he can kill penalties, he can be responsible. I mean, he's a tremendous goal scorer. His numbers prove that out. And really, really like the signing of John Madden, something I think that the Blackhawks needed. Was to get an experienced guy in there, and certainly coming from Lou Amarillo and the New Jersey Devils, John Madden knows what it is. He's a winner, and I thought it was a much-needed signing on getting John Madden as well as Marian Hossa.
I agree with you on Madden, because Madden has already been quoted as saying a couple times now, you know, I want to win the Cup. That's where I'm going. I went there because I think they have a good chance to win, so he brings that kind of winning mentality. On the flip side yesterday, Eddie, they lose a pretty good goaltender in Nikolai Haabimoelen. They go forward now with Cristobal Huet. What is the prognosis kind of for the future there? I mean, do they have to go out and get another goaltender to work with Huet? I mean, how does that work for the Blackhawks going forward?
Not sure what their plans are. Obviously, it is Cristobal Huet's team, EJ. And, you know, Nikolai Haabimoelen, which I really like the signing. And you talk about, you know, liking the signings in Chicago there. I mean, there are a couple signings I really liked, and there are some ones I, you know, kind of scratch my head like everybody else. But I really like what Edmonton did. I really like what Steve Tambellini did on, you know, going out there and getting a guy that that has won. And that, yeah, he may be getting a little bit older, but, you know, aren't we all? And he had a phenomenal season last year and really enabled the Blackhawks to play with a lot of confidence and got them into the conference finals. But as far as for Chicago, this is Cristobal Huet's team. You know, time will tell, but I do not know. I mean, they just re-signed Antti Niemi, goaltender that they signed as a free agent last summer. Corey Crawford, I understand, was tendered a qualifying offer, so he's still in the mix as well. But, again, there's that, you know, he's been around a while, Cristobal Huet, and this is his team. And as you guys know, if you don't have goaltending, doesn't matter who's standing behind the bench, doesn't matter how many all-stars or how many world-class players you have, you know, you're not going to have a lot of success. So this is Cristobal Huet's team, and everybody remembers how he played in the last game in Game 5 against Detroit. He had 51 saves and ended up losing 2-1 in overtime on a goal by Darren Helm. So for right now, EJ, long-winded answer to your question, it's Cristobal Huet's, it's his team right now.
You know, it's a little wacky, too, about the Hossa situation. Maybe it's just a quirk of the fact that hockey is a business, but he went from, you know, losing with Pittsburgh against the Wings, losing with the Wings against Pittsburgh. Now he goes to Chicago, and he's going to try to get over the hump against his last former club yet again, Marian Hossa, trying to get Chicago past Detroit, which is actually kind of cool. Is there a palpable sense of momentum, and that might not be the right word, but as you move forward now with these signings and the young legs and all that good stuff, that you guys are going for it and there's really a good shot?
Well, that's what the feeling is. And with the experience that this team gained last year, the momentum, you think about where they were at the start of the year. First off, I guess they just take people back again. It starts with the leadership. It starts with the leadership of ownership and Rocky Wirtz, the chairman, John McDonough, Jay Blunk on the business side, and allowing their people that work for them to do their jobs. And then, you know, the coaching change early in the year, Denny Savard two seasons ago, a 17-point improvement. They felt they needed to take another step. And, you know, what they went out and signed Brian Campbell. And you know, they're very aggressive. And they went out and got Cristobal Oue. And then at the trade deadline, getting a guy like Sammy Paulson. So, you know, and then Joel comes in there and takes over for Denny Savard early in the year. And the team, you know, comes together and plays extremely well, improves another 17 points. I mean, this is, you know, this has been in the works for a couple of years. This just isn't the Miami Dolphins of last year where they go from 1-15 to making a playoffs. I mean, this has been, you know, it's been in the making, and you know, a lot of people deserve a lot of credit. But I think that the belief is, Rob, now is that this team is not that far away. But again, it comes down to consistency. It comes down to realizing now is that, hey, you know, you're one of those teams. You know, teams, not that teams take anybody lightly or you take anybody by surprise, but, you know, the respectability that hasn't been around the Chicago Blackhawks for many, many years is certainly back because of the success that they've had. And look, actions speak louder than words. They played very well, and they've been really aggressive. And like I said, going, getting a difference maker like Hossa, getting a great two-way player and a winner in John Madden certainly speaks the volumes on to, I think, where they think they are and where they're trying to get to. And I learned this a long time ago, and you try to teach this to, you know, to your kids and in life in general is, you know where you were, know where you are, and where you're trying to get to. And I think that that certainly is a picture that's being painted in a lot of different cities with a lot of the moves that were made throughout the National Hockey League, not only in Chicago.
Eddie, you talk about a lot of the different moves that were made. I mean, we had a truckload of them yesterday. They just keep coming in one after another. There was all kinds of big money thrown around. You saw Montreal totally looking to rebuild their whole roster. The Rangers made some changes. Marty Havlat, who was in Chicago, like you mentioned, went to Minnie. I mean, the list goes on and on. When you look at all these different moves, are there any that stand out to you that are moves that you like right off the top? You say, boy, that's a great fit there. Or are there ones that you say, boy, I don't really, you scratch your head a little bit and you're like, boy, I don't really quite get that one.
Has LA done anything today?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, well,
unless you want to break some news for me here.
No, I am the insider. I am not the insider like,
okay.
You know, Darren Drager or Bob McKenzie or some of our other fine analysts here on NHL Live. To me, I was looking at a team like LA, EJ, that I do not think, and look, that far away from what I guess is, you know, I'm answering my own question, but, you know, I think they're right on the verge because of some of the young players, their defense. You know, they got a good young goaltender there, and Jonathan Quick. There's a lot of positive things. I thought that would be the one team. And, you know, I'm sure that they were involved. I'm sure Dean Lombardi was involved. But I'm a little bit surprised and maybe and disappointed, too. I'm an alum of the L.A. Kings. I had a cup of coffee there way back when. But, you know, I thought that would be one team that would step up. And, you know, there's still time. Don't get me wrong. But to this point, anyways, you know, no Gabrick, no Havlat, you know, maybe a guy like, you know, his Kovalev. I've been traveling all morning. So has Kovalev done anything yet?
Not yet, not that
nope.
we know of.
Nope.
Right. So, I mean, you know, somebody in, I mean, I think that they need to get that, you know, I think they need to get a goal scorer. I think that they need to get another guy that can help out Dustin Brown and Kopitar. And, you know, they have some assets there on the back end and up front. So that to me would be one place I'm
Eddie,
keeping an eye on.
Eddie, yeah. Let me ask you this, because this is, we had this discussion, a fan called in before about the Kings, and, you know, they have been in the mix to try to get guys. Dean Lombardi talked about trying to get Hossa in the past. I know they tried to get Zdeno Chara, Patrick Elias, Scott Gomez, Chris Drury. There seems to be, I mean, I know in the past they've been, it hasn't been a destination. It seems like now it's more of a destination for teams, for players, I mean. But I think still, I mean, and you could answer this as a player and a guy that's from Chicago and played a lot of time in different places. I just think it's hard to sell some of these guys on going out and playing in the West and playing in California if they haven't done it before.
Like I said, unfortunately for me, it was a short period of time in L.A. I loved it there. I mean, I was lucky enough and honored enough and privileged enough to play in this league a long time, to play in some big markets like Chicago, like Toronto, like New York. Mm-hmm. I played in small markets like Pittsburgh and Winnipeg, you know, and I had a chance to, you know, to play in Los Angeles. And I really like what's going on there. I think Andy Murray did a hell of a job. You have a great assistant coach there in Mark Hardy. You have, I know that they've been in on some things, EJ, but to me,
quite honestly, it's not good enough. Do it. Get it done. I mean, get this team where it needs to be. I mean, Luke Robitaille is there. I mean, you got a lot of positive things in that town. To really get that team to the next level, which is making the playoffs. Look, it's been a while since the team has made the playoffs.
Yep,
so, you know, to me, whatever has to be. You look at some of the contracts that are going on. I mean, teams are overpaying to get guys. Well, you know what? If you want to send a message to your fan base, if you want to send a message, more importantly, to the organization, EJ, and to the guy sitting in that room, to go out and get, yes, trying, okay. But, you know, the only people that know how hard they're really pushing and how high they're willing to go, to me, that, you know, that's an area to me that I would love to see the LA Kings really, you know, make a move. And, you know, hey, maybe they got some assets, like I said. Maybe they want to make a trade. Maybe, they want, you know, there's still some guys out there. But to me, that's the one thing. And it'll be interesting to see what Dean, what Dean can do to really take that team and help that team get to where they want to get to.
Eddie, good stuff. Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us. Any cool trips this summer for you?
Well, I really can't disclose that, but right now...
Another undisclosed location.
Just assume it's somewhere exotic.
You'll be on the NHL Live bicycle heading across country again.
Right now I am. I'm actually at Denver University right now, the home of the Pioneers right now. Wow. So I'm enjoying a tour of Denver University, and I'll be on my way on a short little vacation tomorrow, which I'm going to. Okay, and then I'll be back home next week, and then maybe get on another holiday with my family at the end of the summer.
It's good to see you going back to school, Eddie.
That would be Rodney Dangerfield IV.
I can see you in that role. You know, a lot of young guys. You're Eddie O. You're like at the, you know, you're hanging out. I like that.
Hey, I guess if the Pioneers are looking for a power play guy and somebody to win faceoffs, I'd be more than happy to jump in.
That'd be nice. That'd be a great story.
Fraternity.
Hey,
Rush,
have a great summer,
September.
And I'd like to thank everybody there at the studio, Greg and Brian, Rob, and EJ and Deb and everybody all season long. You guys have been great, and I'd like to thank our fans for being the greatest, and enjoy the summer, get a lot of rest, and we'll have a lot to look forward to talking to come September. So have a great summer, and we'll look forward to chatting with you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks,
take care.
Eddie.
For more podcasts, check out NHL.com. This is NHL Radio.